You're listening to SBS News.
Emma Gallagher knows the difficulty of changing language habits and has faced resistance to corrections in her industry.
There's been a big push in the autistic and a lot of other disability communities for a concept of nothing about us without us. So no decisions should be made about our community without the involvement of our community.
When it comes to the words used to describe autism, the trained teacher wants people in the disability community to have a say about their identity. That philosophy is being applied to a research paper titled The Use of Language in Autism Research that gives a guide for words to use to describe autism. The authors argue that terminology can empower and support autistic people, and they are advocating for updated language to enhance inclusivity. Emma Gallagher says this sense of ownership over identity can improve mental health outcomes.
Identity-first language is overwhelmingly preferred, so research out of the US and this study out of Australia is overwhelmingly showing that the community prefers identity-first language, so autistic, rather than person-first language with autism. And that's mainly because a lot of us view our autism as an integral part of who we are.
The guidelines also include removing the use of what could be offensive phrases and offering replacement terms. Dr. Ruth Monk is an autistic academic and one of the study's authors from the Autism New Zealand Community Advisory Group. Dr. Monk argues that the more researchers engage with the autistic community, the more preferred terminology will be used. Autism Spectrum Australia, or ASPECT, has its own writing guidelines which focus on respect and strengths. When it comes to what not to say, this organisation dislikes the use of the phrase on the spectrum without the word autism. Emma Gallagher agrees this inclusion is crucial.
And it can feel like to the community that autism has become a bit of a dirty word and people try to avoid saying it. So we like to take back ownership and ensure that the word autism is in that phrase of on the autism spectrum because it is an important part of who we are.
People with Disability Australia has also produced a language guide which lists inappropriate terms such as low or high functioning. It's preferable to refer to someone as autistic if that is how they identify. This group also prefers descriptors such as neuroatypical, neurodiverse and neurodivergent, rather than a less appropriate word like mental. It also discourages referring to individuals as profoundly autistic. The authors of the latest paper want improvements in how autism research is conducted so people with lived experience are more involved in the process. Professor of Autism Research at the Telethon Kids Institute in Western Australia, Andrew Whitehouse, is one of the co-authors of the paper. He says the language around autism needs to more accurately reflect wider knowledge.
And so to talk about autism in more disease-like terms, which is the more historical way we talked about it, has significant effects, not just on the individuals who have autism, but also in actually how we perceive autism within our community. So changing our language from language such as symptoms or cure to language such as behaviours or how we can support people, not just empowers those individuals, but changes perceptions of the whole community.
Professor Whitehouse says adopting meaningful, nuanced language is critical. He's encouraging organisations to download the team's Autism Word Guide to implement the relevant language.
20 or 30 years ago, autism was very much seen as the end of a life in terms of a fulfilling participatory life in society. What we now know it to be is simply a stage in that journey. And part of actually conveying all the amazing things and ways that we can support autistic children to become happy, healthy adults is actually changing the way we talk about it.
The paper is being released in the journal Trends in Neurosciences. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.